This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When you had communion today, I hope you confessed some sins. I did. We were told in the first service, don't save confession for the end of communion. Start your prayer time with confession. I thought it was a great thought, great insight. Begin with confession and then work your way back from there. And we all confess some sins. And when you do that and when you own the sin in your life, something happens. Your sin is placed under the blood of Christ, the Bible says. As far as the east is from the west, that's what the Lord does with our sins. That's good news. The Lord takes our sins, the Old Testament says, and puts them in the deepest sea, which is a figurative expression meaning they're irretrievable. The Lord doesn't rehash sin that He's forgiven in your life. You may have somebody in your family who does that all the time, and they remind you of something you did 20 years ago. Well, I remember something that happened 5 years ago, and they remind you of that. I want to tell you this, the Lord will never do that to you. The Lord will never rehash a sin that is under the blood of Christ. It's forgiven. He whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart. Bella DiPaolo was a visiting professor at the University of California at Santa Barbara. She specialized in studying forms of human deception, which is a nice way of saying lying. She asked college students and members of the community to keep a notepad to tally up the number of lies they told in 1 week. She asked her students and she asked people in the community to take a little notebook and count the number of lies that you tell in 1 week. Here's what she found out. The students had lied at least once to 38% of the people they came in contact with. Isn't that amazing? They admitted, I lied to 38% of the people I talked to this week, while the community at large said they lied to 30% of those with whom they interacted. Based on our research, DiPaolo insists that we fall into one of two categories of liars. Some of us are self-centered liars. We lie in order to make ourselves look better to others or to protect our rear ends, to put it bluntly. And the rest of us are other-centered liars. We lie in order to avoid hurting someone else's feeling. This was intriguing. The experiment found that the proverbial white lie was more often told to strangers, but deeper lies were reserved for those the liar loved most. Do you get that? The deepest lies were told to the people we're the closest to. I find that fascinating. The people that we're the closest to are oftentimes the people we tell deep lies, according to Bella DiPaolo. Let me ask you this question. Are you a man or woman of integrity or something less? According to David, according to the Old Testament passage we studied today, who may come into the presence of the Lord Almighty? A man or woman who speaks the truth in his heart or her heart. A person whose walk is blameless. They're a man or woman of integrity. Let's bring up verse 3. Another character quality is they have no slander on their tongue. Anytime you see the word slander in the Bible, it is not the legal term that we use in our culture today that a court of law would use. There is a legal definition in the state of Ohio that defines slander. It's not what I'm talking about. Biblically, here's the definition of slander. You need to write it down if you've never written this down before. Biblically speaking, slander is speech that injures. It is speech that injures. Here's the shocking part of it, folks. If that's true, that slander is speech that injures, there are husbands in this room that have slandered their wives this week. And there are wives in this room who've slandered their husbands this week. There are parents who have slandered their children this week. If you have said anything hurtful and you know in your spirit it hurt that other person, that meets the biblical definition of slander.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.